Good morning, America. Good morning. My guest, Herbert, are you with us? Art, are you there? Art, are you there?
Hello, there's a failure to communicate here.
We're there. Art?
I'm here.
Can you hear me? Okay, great.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Alrighty.
I know we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I had an interesting piece written called Thanks to a Friend. It says, Dear Mr. Ex-President Clinton, I recently saw a bumper sticker and they said, Thank me, I voted for Clinton and Gore.
Oh,
so I sat down and reflected on that. I'm sending my thank you note on what you have done. Specifically, thank you for introducing us to Jennifer Flowers, Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky, Dolly Calbrani, Kathleen Woolley, and Juanita Broderick. Did I leave anyone out?
Yeah, that girl with the blue dress.
Hey, no kidding. It says, thank you for teaching my 8-year-old about oral sex. I really planned to wait until he was a bit older to discuss it with him, but now he knows more about it than I did as a senior at college. I'm ready to start coughing. Go ahead and take over.
Okay. We're going to talk today about a few things. The primary thing is a...
Nonsense.
No, it's not going to be nonsense. It's a meeting that took place October 12, 2007, the Military Reporters and Editors Lunch, and the speaker was Lieutenant General retired Ricardo Sanchez, and he was the commander of the coalition forces in Iraq, June 2003 through June 2004. This is a very good man, General Sanchez. Hello?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is a very good man, General Sanchez. Now, after more than 4 years of fighting, this was his presentation. After 4 years of fighting, America continues its desperate struggle in Iraq without any concerted effort to devise a strategy that will achieve victory in that war-torn country or in the greater conflict against extremism. While the politicians espouse their rhetoric designed to preserve their reputations and their political power, our soldiers die. Continued manipulations and adjustments to our military strategy will not achieve victory. The best we can do with this flawed approach is to stave off defeat. There's been a glaring, unfortunate display of incompetent strategic leadership within our national leaders. And there is no question that America is living a nightmare with no end in sight. This last sentence is key to the whole thing. There is no question that America is living a nightmare with no end in sight. Without bipartisan cooperation, we are doomed to fail. There is nothing going on today in Washington that would give us hope. Congress must shoulder a significant responsibility for this failure, since there has been no focused oversight of the nation's political and economic initiatives in this war. By the way, this was sent to me by Dr. Stanley Monteith of Radio Liberty. And it's something that every American should hear. If they're not listening in, it'd be good if you could record this program and send this out to your friends.
Well, all right, I guess we're at the break. Hold on, we'll be back in a minute.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I'm here with our Burnclaw on the show. I've had a heck of a time. Had my house burned down a couple weeks ago. It's been a pain in the butt. But the thing is, I'm still here. I'm still doing my best. So I'm hoping and praying we can reach, teach, and preach to people about what the truth is.
God bless. I'm going to continue on this presentation done by General Ricardo Sanchez, the commander of the coalition forces in Iraq, from June 2003 to June 2004. Without bipartisan cooperation, we are doomed to fail. There is nothing going on today in Washington that would give us hope. Congress must shoulder a significant responsibility for this failure, since there has been no focused oversight of the nation's political and economic initiatives in this war. In the meantime, our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines will continue to die. America must understand it will take the Army at least a decade to fix the damage that has been done to its full-spectrum readiness. A critical objective assessment of our nation's ability to execute our national security strategy must be conducted. If we are objective and honest, the results will be surprising to all Americans. There is unacceptable strategic risk. America has not been fully committed to win this war. America must mobilize the interagency and the political and economic elements of power, which have been abject failures to date, in order to achieve victory. You cannot understand the origin of the terrible events that took place during the 20th century or grasp the implications of the frightening things that are happening today unless you're aware of the powerful occult organizations that direct American foreign policies and the course of human affairs. Why is the U.S. fighting in Iraq today? Why did President Bush send J. Paul Brenner, CFR, to Iraq in May 2003 and let him disband the Iraqi army, disrupt the Iraqi police force, discharge the public servants who provided water, electricity, and sewerage to the populace, close all the factories where hundreds of thousands of Iraqis were employed, close the hospitals, close many schools, and plunge Iraq into chaos? Why didn't the United States utilize the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police force to maintain order? And why didn't the U.S. maintain the Iraqi civil service and keep the Iraqi factories operating so the populace would have jobs? Why didn't the United States military divide Iraq into three ethnic regions? This should have been done. And transfer control of those regions to the ethnic leaders. Why is the United States military fighting a no-win war in Iraq that's similar in every way to the no-win wars the United States military fought in Korea and Vietnam? When I learned that Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, this is what Dr. Stan is telling me, when I learned that Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the military officer who commanded the coalition of forces in Iraq from June 2003 to June 2004, had addressed the military reporters and editors' luncheon on October 12, 2007, I searched the Internet for a copy of his address. Excuse me?
I said, good luck, I found a copy of his address.
Okay, Google lists 7,500 references to Lieutenant Sanchez's talk, but I found only one copy of the text. This is from Dr. Stanley Monteith, Radio Liberty in California.
Yes.
And it's difficult to read because the speech was printed in capital letters. It was difficult to determine when the sentences ended, and the punctuation was confusing. On the other hand, Google listed thousands of newspaper articles that condemned Lieutenant General Sanchez for criticizing the Bush administration and noting that they had blocked the military's effort to win the war in Iraq. I have reproduced part of one of the hundreds of vitriolic articles that are available on the Internet. It was written by Spencer Ackerman and published in the Wall Street Journal on October 16, 2007. The article stated, Ricardo Sanchez's mishandling of the Iraq War during his year as ground commander is legend. No one pities retired General Ricardo Sanchez quite like he pities himself. His reputation destroyed after his disastrous year as U.S. ground commander in Iraq, including, most notoriously, the Abu Ghraib torture scandal. Sanchez took a surprising move toward rehabilitation on Friday, delivering a blistering indictment of the war's history and its prospects before Military Reporters Convention in Arlington, Virginia. The war is a nightmare with no end in sight, declared its former commander. President Bush, having failed to accept the political and economic realities of this war, has adopted the surge in a desperate attempt to salvage his political fortunes, but will at best stave off defeat. The press portrayed the speech as the latest in a series of volleys by retired generals furious with the Bush administration. Are the hundreds of newspaper articles that criticize Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez's address justified? Or were the articles written to demonize and discredit General Sanchez because he revealed the shocking fact that the United States military hasn't been allowed to win the war in Iraq? Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez divided his address in two parts. The first segment dealt with his relationship to the media. The second segment discussed the military situation in Iraq. Because of space limitations, I have reproduced only the second segment of General Sanchez's address. Please record, copy, and disseminate it. As we all know, war is an extension of politics. And when a nation goes to war, it must bring to bear all elements of power in order to win. War fighting is not solely the responsibility of the military commander unless he's been given the responsibility and resources to synchronize the political, economic, and informational power of the nation. So who is responsible for developing the grand strategy that will allow America to emerge victoriously from this generational struggle against extremism? After more than 4 years of fighting, America continues its desperate struggle in Iraq without any concerted effort to devise a strategy that will achieve victory in that war-torn country or in the greater conflict against extremism. From a catastrophically flawed, unrealistically optimistic war plan to the administration's latest surge strategy, this administration has failed to employ and synchronize its political, economic, and military power. The latest revised strategy is a desperate attempt by an administration that has not accepted the political and economic realities of this war, and they have definitely not communicated that reality to the American people. An even worse and more disturbing assessment is that America cannot achieve the political consensus necessary to devise a grand strategy that will synchronize and commit our national power to achieve victory in Iraq. And let me elaborate. While the politicians espouse their rhetoric designed to preserve their reputations and their political power, our soldiers die. Our national leadership ignored the lessons of World War II as we entered into this war, and to this day continue to believe that victory can be achieved through the application of military power alone. Our forefathers understood that tremendous economic and political capacity had to be mobilized, synchronized, and applied if we were to achieve victory in a global war. That has been and continues to be the key to victory in Iraq. Continued manipulations and adjustments to our military strategy will not achieve victory. The best we can do with this flawed approach is to stave off defeat. The administration, Congress, and the entire interagency, especially the Department of State, must shoulder the responsibility for this catastrophic failure, and the American people must hold them accountable. There has been a glaring, unfortunate display of incompetent strategic leadership within our national leaders. As a Japanese proverb says, action without vision is a nightmare. There is no question that America is living a nightmare with no end in sight. Since 2003, the politics of war have been characterized by partisanship as the Republican and Democratic parties struggle for power in Washington. National efforts to date have been corrupted by partisan politics that have prevented us from devising effective, executable, supportive solutions. At times, these partisan struggles have led to political decisions that endanger the lives of our sons and daughters on the battlefield. The unmistakable message was that political power had greater priority than our national security objectives, and overcoming this strategic failure is the first step towards achieving victory in Iraq. Without bipartisan cooperation, we are doomed to fail. There is nothing going on today in Washington that would give us any hope. If we succeed in crafting a bipartisan strategy for victory, then America must hold all national agencies accountable for developing and executing the political and economic initiatives that will bring about stability, security, political and economic hope for all Iraqis. That has not been successful to date, and Congress must shoulder a significant responsibility for this failure, since there has been no focused oversight of the nation's political and economic initiatives in this war. Exhortations, encouragements, investigations, studies, and discussions will not produce success. This appears to be the nation's only alternative since the transfer of sovereignty.
Well, at that point, or we've got to take a quick break. But the fact is, I pray people will listen and they will learn, because the fact is, we're bringing up points that are long tested, long tried, and unfortunately long true.
Well, our continued neglect is only going to extend this conflict.
All right, well, we'll be back right after this in just a minute here on the Proactive News.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, friends, we're back. My special guests are Brian Call, a veteran for Constitutional Limited. Art, please give out your contact information if you would.
Okay, I can be reached. I'm Arthur Burnclaw. I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. We help veterans. We help veterans win their claims against the VA and the government. And we can be reached at 631 area code 474-4261, 631 area code 474-4261. If you write us, we are Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited at 112, that's 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York. Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. Again, 112 Jefferson Avenue, Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. And I'm going to continue with General Sanchez's presentation.
Great presentation, by the way, folks. Great presentation.
Oh, this is something that the public has got to know, that we're spinning our wheels over there. We're really spinning our wheels there, and we have no system to control things, and it's out of control. Anyway, our continued neglect will only extend the conflict, and America's dilemma is we no longer control the ability to directly influence the Iraq institutions. The sovereign Iraqi government must be cooperative in these long-term effects, and that is not likely at the levels necessary in the near term. Our commanders on the ground will continue to make progress and provide time for the development of a grand strategy. That will be wasted effort, as we have seen repeatedly since 2003. In the meantime, our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines will continue to die. Since the start of this war, America's leadership has known that our military alone could not achieve victory in Iraq. Starting in July 2003, the message repeatedly communicated by Washington to military commanders on the ground was that the military alone could never achieve victory in Iraq. Our soldiers, sailors, and Marines were destined to endure decades of fighting and killing people without the focused, synchronized application of all elements of national power. This was a necessary condition to stabilize Iraq. Any sequential solutions would lead to a prolonged conflict and increased resistance, which is what it is now. By neglect and incompetence at the National Security Council level, that is the path our political leaders chose, and now America, more precisely the American military, finds itself in an intractable situation. Clearly mistakes have been made by the American military in its application of power, but even its greatest failures in this war can be linked to America's lack of commitment, priority, and moral courage in this war effort. Without the sacrifices of our magnificent young men and women in uniform, Iraq would be chaotic well beyond anything experienced to date.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yep. What America must accept as a reality at this point in the war is that our Army and Marine Corps are struggling with the deployment schedules. What is clear is that the deployment cycles of our formations have been totally disrupted. The resourcing and training challenges are significant, and America's ability to sustain a force level of 150,000 plus is non-existent without drastic measures that have been politically unacceptable to date. The drawdown of the surge to pre-surge levels was never a question. America must understand it will take the Army at least a decade to fix the damage that has been done to its full-spectrum readiness. The President's recent statement to America that he will listen to military commanders is a matter of political expediency. Our Army and Marine Corps will execute as directed, perform magnificently, and never complain. That is the ethic of our warriors, and that is what America expects of them. They will not disappoint us, but America must know the pressures that are being placed on our military institutions as we fight this war.
Impossible pressure.
That's right. This is what it's all about. All Americans must demand that these deploying formations are properly resourced, properly trained, and we must never allow America's support for the soldier to falter. A critical objective assessment of our nation's ability to execute our national security strategy must be conducted. If we are objective and honest, the results will be surprising to all Americans. There is unacceptable strategic risk. America has no choice but to continue our efforts in Iraq. A precipitous withdrawal will unquestionably lead to chaos that would endanger the stability of the greater Middle East. If this occurred, it would have significant adverse effects on the international community. Coalition and American force presence will be required at some level for the foreseeable future. Given the lack of a grand strategy, we must move rapidly to minimize that force presence and allow the Iraqis maximum ability to exercise their sovereignty in achieving a solution. You know, it's not as easy as let's pull out of there and say to hell with them. We've reached a point that we can't do this anymore, Bill.
It's put a situation in jeopardy, which definitely requires national attention. Are we giving it that attention? Well, we'll be back in a moment, folks, on the Product News.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Gary, let's continue on if we could. Sorry, folks, I sound a bit under the weather because I was in the hospital for 11 hours yesterday. 11 hours.
Oh, boy.
They used me as a pancreas about 15 times. I was really weak, but the bottom line is getting the truth out.
That is the bottom line, to get the truth out to the American public and to let them know what the media out there is not telling them. Now, at no time in America's history has there been a greater need for bipartisan cooperation. The threat of extremism is real and demands unified action at the same levels demonstrated by our forefathers during World War I and World War II. America has failed to do this to date. The endeavor has further been hampered by a coalition effort that can be characterized as hasty, unresourced, and often uncoordinated and unmanaged.
This joint coalition of effort, which has worked against the U.S., has been devastating.
Desperately needed, but essentially ignored, were the political and economic coalitions that were the key to victory and stability in the immediate aftermath of the conventional war. The military coalition, which was hastily put together in the summer of 2003, was problematic given the multitude of national caveats, inadequate rules of engagement, and other restrictions on the forces deployed. Even so, the military coalition was the most extensive, productive, and effective deployment of forces in decades. Today, we continue our inept coalition management efforts, and in fact, we're facing ever-decreasing troop commitments by our military coalition partners. They're all drawing out of this war, all of them. America's revised strategy does not address coalition initiatives and challenges. We cannot afford to continue this struggle without the support of our coalition partners. Complementing, across all elements of national power, with the political and economic elements of power, complementing the tremendous efforts of our military, America is assured of failure. We continue on that path. America's political leadership must come together and develop a bipartisan grand strategy to achieve victory in this conflict, the simultaneous application of our political, economic, information, and military elements of power is the only course of action that will provide a chance of success. Achieving unity of effort in Iraq has been elusive to date primarily because there is no entity that has the authority to direct action by our interagency. Our National Security Council has been a catastrophic failure. Furthermore, America's ability to hold the interagency accountable for their failures in this war is non-existent, and this must change. As a nation, we must recognize that the enemy we face is committed to destroying our way of life. This enemy is arguably more dangerous than any threat we faced in the 20th century. Our political leaders must place national security objectives above partisan politics, demand interagency unity of effort, and never again commit America to war without a grand strategy that embraces the basic tenets of the Powell Doctrine. It seems that Congress recognizes that the military... Do you have a radio on, Bill?
Yeah, I do.
Please. You know, people can't...
I'll turn it off.
Okay. I thought you had a radio on there. Okay. Our political leaders must place national security objectives above partisan politics, demand interagency unity of effort, and never again commit America to war without a grand strategy that embraces the basic tenets of the Powell Doctrine. It seems that Congress recognizes that the military cannot achieve victory alone in this war, yet they continue to demand victory from our military. Who will demand accountability for the failure of our national political leaders involved in the management of this war? They have unquestionably been derelict in the performance of their duty. And in my profession, these type of leaders would immediately be relieved or court-martialed. Those are the words of General Sanchez. America has sent our soldiers off to war, and they must be supported at all costs until we achieve victory or until our political leaders decide to bring them home. Either way, our political and military leaders owe the soldier on the battlefield the strategy, the policies, and the resources to win once committed to war. America has not been fully committed to win this war. As the military... That's what I've been saying right along. As the military commanders on the ground have stated since the summer of 2003, the U.S. military alone cannot win this war. America must mobilize the interagency and the political and economical elements of power, which have been abject failures to date, in order to achieve victory. Our nation has not focused on the greatest challenge of our lifetime. The political and economic elements of power must get beyond the politics to ensure the survival of America. Partisan politics have hindered this war effort, and America should not accept this. America must demand that a unified national strategy that goes well beyond partisan politics and places the common good above all else. And too often our politicians have chosen loyalty to their political party above loyalty to the Constitution because of their lust for power. Our politicians must remember their oath of office and recommit themselves to serving our nation and not their own self-interests or their political parties. The security of America is at stake, and we can accept nothing less. Anything short of this is unquestionably dereliction of duty, and these are fairly harsh assessments of the military and press relationship and the status of our war effort. I remain optimistic and committed to the enabling of media operations under the toughest conditions in order to keep the world and American people informed. Our military must embrace you for the sake of democracy, but you owe them ethical journalism. Thank you for this opportunity. May God bless you and may God bless America. Praise be the Lord, my rock, who trains my fingers for battle and my hands for war. Thank you. That is General Ricardo Sanchez. And Dr. Stanley Monti's comment is, why is the U.S. military still fighting in Iraq? Because our military leaders haven't been allowed to win the Iraq War, just as the U.S. military wasn't allowed to win the Vietnam War 40 years ago, or the Korean War 55 years ago. Indeed, the war in Iraq is a replay of the no-win wars the U.S. military has been forced to fight in the past.
For way too many years.
It's like deja vu all over again. All over again. Deja vu. I interviewed Ambassador William H. Sullivan and General Lewis Walt in 1980. This is Dr. Stan speaking here. And both men told me that the U.S. military could have won the Vietnam War in 2 months if they'd been allowed to fight the war properly. Now, why didn't the U.S. win the Vietnam War? Because Robert McNamara was deeply involved in the occult and forced the U.S. military to follow his rules of engagement that ensured the U.S. would lose the war. Senator Barry Goldwater, who I think is a great man, published a copy of McNamara's rules of engagement in a congressional record, and that's S-2632 of March 1985. You want to look that up on a congressional senatorial record? S-2632 of March 1985. Every American should read the article and weep for the 58,000 American servicemen who died in Vietnam because the occult force that controlled our government wouldn't let them win. A similar situation exists in Iraq today. The rules of engagement that have been imposed on the United States military have confused our soldiers and aided the enemy. Is the military situation improving? It probably is, because the U.S. has hired 60 to 70,000 Sunni tribesmen who are killing our soldiers several months ago and paid them $300 a month to act as security guards. In addition, the U.S. is arming and training the Sunnis so that they will be better killers when the Iraq civil war resumes after the presidential election in November 2008. Why did the Bush administration release the national intelligence estimate that claims Iran has discontinued its effort to build nuclear weapons? Joel Skelson claims the powers that be, and I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness or the spiritual heresy, have decided to delay the coming attack on Iran because an expansion of the war in the Middle East would probably aid Congressman Ron Paul's presidential campaign and endanger the struggling economy of the Western world. As I stated last month, the economic crisis that lies ahead will disrupt the world economy and destroy the wealth of millions of Americans. But that will give us an opportunity to tell people about the spiritual struggle that's taking place and the demonic forces that control our nation. And our job is to tell the people the truth. This has got to be our job alone, to tell the people the truth. And to remember, only the Lord could make them believe. Now, James Russell Lowell wrote, "And to side with truth is noble when we share her wretched crust. Ere her cause bring fame and profit, and 'tis prosperous to be just. Then it is the brave man chooses, while the coward stands aside, till the multitudes make virtue of the faith they had denied. By the light of burning martyrs, Christ, thy bleeding feet we track, toiling up new calvaries, with a cross that turns not back. New occasions teach new duties. Time makes ancient good uncouth. They must upward, still, and onward, who would keep abreast of truth. Though the cause of evil prosper, yet 'tis truth alone that's strong. Though our portion be the scaffold, and upon the throne be wrong, yet that scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. And that is from Dr. Stanley Monteith. And here's the ground rules they play by in Washington. Bill, the ground rules, these are the ground rules that they play by in Washington. And never mind these particular players currently are Republicans. We guarantee you that the Democrats play by exactly the same rules. And those rules are to deceive the American people at all cost, no matter what it takes. To lie, cheat, steal, and then deny, cover up, and delay. And when will it ever stop? What I say is, storm their Bastille, erect a guillotine, and march these perfume princes they call Congress up the steps for their final appearance. Something has got to be done about what is happening today with the lack of leadership in Washington and a war that we have no business being in. Something must be done.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got a little bulletin here for all those who served in Vietnam. And I've got this from Michael Davis of VetNet, Vietnam Combat Vets Limited. We've confirmed the following report is valid and accurate. We are in contact with Mrs. Harrison. It's a parasite warning. Her husband has just died from something picked up in Vietnam maybe 50 years ago. I am writing to inform all Vietnam veterans about a potential health risk that they may have been exposed to while serving in Vietnam. Little known danger from parasites. My husband, who is otherwise healthy, passed away on January 20th, 2006 from cholangiocarcinoma, cancer of the bile duct of the liver. It is very rare in the United States, but it is very prevalent in Vietnam and surrounding countries. There are two known causes of this type of cancer. From contracting hepatitis C is one, and from ingesting a parasite from the water supply in Vietnam. My husband did not have hepatitis C, therefore it was determined his cancer derived from a parasite. I have received official notification from the VA that his death was service-related, which is not something the VA determines without an overwhelming amount of evidence. The cancer does not manifest itself until later in life, when you are between 60 and 70 years old. Once the symptoms occurred, which usually include jaundice, it's very difficult to treat or beat. My husband was 58 years old when he passed away. If he had been informed that there was a possibility that he could have ingested a parasite while serving in Vietnam, he would have taken precautions to have his bile ducts examined, possibly extending his life. The parasite is long gone, but it left behind damaged cells which developed into cancerous tumors in the bile ducts. And I'm speaking to all you people who have served in Southeast Asia. If you spent time in Southeast Asia and are having any gastrointestinal issues for no apparent reason, please have your physician check for damage within the bile ducts. It may save your life. And this information came from Mrs. Edward S. Pete Harrison in Horseheads, New York. And it's reminiscent of another thing that took place more than 20-some-odd years ago, we discovered something which was native to Southeast Asia called melioidosis. And the VA, with the help of the disabled American veterans, took this and buried it. They buried it under a load of paper. And many, many Vietnam veterans died from this melioidosis, which manifested itself from drinking bad water from a parasite again, drinking bad water, and could have manifested itself from the from inhaling it. It's also airborne, and it could also get into a wound and infect the wound. And 25 years later, it erupts in pustules in the lungs, liver, and spleen, and the eventual cause of the death is septicemia. And they buried it. The VA, our government, with the help of the Disabled American Veterans Organization. Our friends. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. I will search in a moment. Take care. We'll be back right after this.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay. Arthur Berklow from Veterans for Constitutional Law. Been shitting for Bill Brumbaugh. He's asked me to take charge for the rest of the program. And we're going to talk about the VA. We're going to talk about our government. We're going to talk about Congress. We're going to talk about the Federalist Papers. In Federalist 28, Alexander Hamilton wrote, if the representatives of the people betray their constituents, then there is no resource left but in the exertion of that original right of self-defense, which is paramount to all positive forms of government. The citizens must rush tumultuously to arms without concert, without system, without resource, except in their courage and despair. And we're going through something now with our government, with the Congress and the Senate, who don't plainly give a rat's rump about America and Americans. These professional politicians are there for one reason, to promote themselves and their parties and special vested interests. They're not there for you and me. They're not there for other Americans. And the laws that they have passed recently are a disgrace. They're a disgrace. We're going to talk about the veterans' disarmament, firearms disarmament bill, which was passed to the shame of this nation, was passed by Congress and the Senate. We're going to talk about that. First, we're going to talk about a Senate bill that was passed, Senate Bill number 1959. It's a Senate bill that was passed to criminalize thoughts, blogs, books, and free speech across America. And the end of free speech has arrived at our doorstep, and it's a new law called the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, and it's worded in a clever way that would allow the United States government to arrest and incarcerate any individual who speaks out against the Bush administration, the war in Iraq, the Department of Homeland Security, or any government agency, including the FDA. The law has already passed the House, and it's passed the Senate on a traitorous vote. It passed the House on a traitorous vote of 405-6, and is now being considered in the Senate, where I hear it's now passed again. Intelligent people who care about freedom, who are speaking out against this extremely dangerous law. Philip Giraldi at the Huffington Post, Declan McCullough at CNETsNews.com, Catherine Smith at OpEdNews.com, and Alex Jones at PrisonPlanet.com. This bill is the beginning of the end of free speech in America. If it passes, all the information sources you know and trust could be shut down and their authors imprisoned. News Target could be taken offline, and I could be arrested as a terrorist. Jeff Rentz at www.rentz.com could be labeled a terrorist and arrested. Byron Richards, Len Horowitz, Paul Craig Roberts, Greg Palast, Ron Paul, and even Al Gore could all be arrested, silenced, and incarcerated. It's not an exaggeration. Okay.
With recent internet